Thanks.
It's dude. Dallas from Alt-105.3 here with your Smith. Welcome back to the Bay Area.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you got your first ever headlining show in San Francisco tonight, yeah?
Yeah. I played a show last year, I believe, at Rickshaw Stop.
Mm-hmm.
That was technically the first, but this is the first like headlining tour.
Nice. Were you opening for Kay Flay when she played in Oakland?
I was, yes.
Nice. So you played the Fox last September.
Yes, that was a great, great show.
And we love Kay Flay. She's we consider her a Bay Area girl because of her Stanford roots.
It really felt like a hometown show, the Oakland show.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that tour was great. Kay Flay is awesome.
How has this first little headlining run been as your Smith?
Honestly, it's been a dream. You know, you work for moments like these. You work for to finally go on tour, and then to see a lot of the shows sell out just feels like a total dream.
Well, we're stoked to have you for another Pop Scene show, this time as a headliner.
Yes.
And something I saw you've mentioned in, you know, several interviews before, and I'm just curious now, sort of as a parent myself to a daughter,
mm-hmm.
You talk about your mom a lot and, you know, how she showed, like, the vagina monologues
yeah.
at a cafe in northern Minnesota. Is that just, like, one of a ton of stories about her?
Oh, yeah. She's got some... She was an eccentric person growing up with, but God bless her, you know? She, like I always say, feminism was like it became like, and thank God it became something more of like in the zeitgeist of what's going on in our country, like when Beyonce dropped the Beyonce album and mm-hmm. feminist was such a clear message in it. But to me, I've like grown up with it my whole life, being like eye rolling my mom so hard, like, mom, like, and you know, her just being like, well, they're treating you differently because you're a girl and you can't allow that, or they're treating you differently because you're a woman and you can't allow, you know, like she would always be like checking my small ass school system for treating the girls differently than the boys and shit like that. Oh, sorry, stuff like that.
All good. Well, this is gonna be online.
Okay, so. Good. I can swear a little bit.
You can swear. You can cuss as much as you want.
Okay,
you can
amazing.
Quote your mom if it was something she said.
That okay, was... yeah, that would require some swearing to quote my own mother.
She was ahead of the game.
Yeah.
And it seemed, as you've grown older, have you grown to appreciate more of the things
absolutely.
That she said? Less of the eye rolling
now?
Oh,
absolutely. Yeah. I mean, she totally instilled it in me. And now it's like second nature to question those things that you don't feel right, that don't sit with you. And I think that was, I mean, yeah, like a great way to raise a young woman. So props to you, Mom.
Yeah. Shout out. Shout out. And, I was curious now, I didn't know if you know this, but on Friday this week,
mm-hmm.
Betty White is going to turn 98.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. January 17th.
She's
I've
the best.
Got a reminder set in my phone.
Yeah.
What do you think she credits to her longevity?
Oh my God. I have no idea. Oh, is it not being married?
That many people think
yeah.
is that. I think, was she married ever?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I
just guessed. I just totally guessed.
If she was, I know she's not anymore.
Yeah.
So that single life keeps you going.
Yeah.
Perhaps she's on Tinder. I'm not sure. But she says the two things that keep her going are vodka and hot dogs.
Wow.
So.
I feel you, Betty White.
Now you know.
Those are two things I quite enjoy myself.
Yeah. She's obviously, you know, an older generation than we are, but always talking with somebody who, you know, is more my age. You born 1988, me early 1989.
Yeah.
We sort of came up at a time where we remember what it was like pre everybody having a cell phone.
Yeah.
And we also have grown up in that time.
Yeah.
So I feel like we have a very unique view on the world, sort of us born in like 1987 through like 1992.
88, baby.
Yeah. And did you have a MySpace? Obviously, you
I
had
did.
Like a band in the mid-2000s.
I did. I had a MySpace and I had a Monroe piercing and I had a septum ring and I had black hair.
Now in your first band, in your early band, did you have to deal with people who would get upset that they weren't in your band's top eight or your personal page's top eight?
Oh my God, that's so funny. I don't remember... I don't remember the top eight with the band drama, but I remember booking my first tour with my friends that were like playing with me on MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's what you would do. You would message the venues on MySpace and be like, hey, can we come play August 8th or whatever?
It was a social media site
yeah.
for music. And I think people sort of lost that as it kept going. But
I wonder now how people do like independent tour booking, because I remember we would reach
DMs
out to
on
other
Instagram.
Oh,
perhaps?
That's probably yeah, obviously. No. Instagram.
I definitely remember. It was an interesting time in the mid-2000s, ranking your friends by importance,
yes.
It felt like, in high school.
Yeah, I remember, like the drama on like the personal page, if you like took somebody out of your top eight.
Mm-hmm.
Oof, that was...
People noticed.
Yeah, that was a big sign.
What was your first screen name?
Oh. On AIM, I remember my mm-hmm. AIM in high school was Sea Dog Suki.
Wow.
That's a good question, though.
Yeah, yeah. Mine
was oh, God.
Little Aussie Faux Show 1269. My last name is Osborne.
Faux Show.
I like Ja Rule, I think, at the time.
Oh, my God, who didn't?
Yeah, and the whitest kid from a suburb was Little Aussie Faux Show 1269. I threw a 69 in there just because I saw it in other people's screen names.
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
Not knowing anything, but...
that's great.
Yeah, we can't add you on AIM anymore because
no.
It went away.
How sad is that?
About a year ago.
End
so.
Of a generation.
R.I.P., but...
Did you make really moody away messages?
Yeah, I did. Like Dashboard Confessional
lyrics.
Yes,
I was just going to say a lot of Ben Gibbard lyrics mm-hmm. made my away
mm-hmm.
messages.
I'd put in some like Spill Canvas lyrics, things like that, you know?
Yes.
We were all emo kids. Yeah, definitely had conversations with the Smarter Child bot because that's what you had to do
at that time.
But
I wonder if Michaela knows what we're talking about. My 20-year-old tour manager is in the room and I'm wondering if she... Do you know?
No.
Really?
It's okay. Wow.
I know what MySpace is, but I don't know.
She's like, I've heard of this artifact.
Your microphone is on, so you're getting called out by a certain generation of people. It's okay. Last night, they had the college football national championship game, and for some reason, they decided to ask all of these dudes who are, 18 to 22 years old, they showed them a picture of Britney Spears from the Hit Me Baby One More Time video. None of them knew who she was.
What?
And it's like, oh man.
That's crazy.
Like, I'm not that old.
Yeah.
Like, come on, it's
Britney. That's interesting. My little brother is 21. I wonder if he would know that. I'm like, he has to know that, right?
You would hope.
Yeah.
You would hope.
That makes me feel really weird.
Yeah. I was like, oh no. But I'm stoked that we just got a very cool new sort of stripped down music video and version of Man of Weakness from you. You spent some time at a Fatburger.
Yes, I did.
Making a little Instagram video and all that. So that's online now. What made you want to drop, an acoustic version of that song?
That one, I've been playing that one acoustic for like some shows. If it's like I did like a Fender House play thing and played that song acoustic. And I always liked playing that one acoustic because with the full production, it's very pop, it's very bright, and I obviously like that version, I released it, but there's something really special about the acoustic version that makes you focus more on the lyrics,
mm-hmm.
and I think those are maybe like my favorite lyrics on the EP that I dropped, so I kind of wanted to release a version that highlighted that a little bit more.
Very nice. Yeah, I didn't know today was going to be a release day.
It just, sometimes you just got to pop one out.
Yeah, I went to go look at your Spotify today. I'm like, oh, hey. And then to the Instagram, I'm like, hey, there's a Fatburger video.
Yeah.
And it's a song. So I'm excited to get to speak with you on a release day of sorts here and, the date of your headlining debut in the Bay Area.
It's a big day.
It is a big day. And, the rain's not here yet. I know it's...
Is it coming?
It's coming tomorrow
night.
Thank God. So you're going to be in LA by then, I think. So you're good.
Apparently it never rains.
And when it does... Oh, God help everyone using their blinkers
know,
and all
we
that.
We just can't
so,
do it.
It's going to be a fun rest of tour for you. You have an LA stop. You have a Minneapolis stop.
Mm-hmm.
So stay safe. I know it's cold. I know it's snowy out in some of the places you're going.
I have purchased long johns, so mm-hmm. we're good.
It's a good decision.
Yeah.
Does it stay warm enough in the van?
Yeah. There's eight of us crammed in the van.
Okay,
so just our
it.
Body heat alone.
Fantastic.
Regulates the temperature.
Well, I hope you have a very prosperous 2020. The decade is 2 weeks old here.
Yeah.
And how was your New Year's?
My New Year's was it was funny. I had a DJ gig for a friend who manages a hotel in Santa Barbara, and I was like, yeah, my boyfriend has to work. He's a chef, so what else am I doing? My sister, who's my best friend, works because she works at a restaurant when we're not on tour, and I was like, yeah, I'll do it. And so I was driving in my car on the one mm-hmm. at midnight, and I didn't even realize it was midnight. How eventful is that?
Yeah, no countdown to yourself in your car. No. It just sort of happened. I was listening, fireworks happened.
I was listening to a murder podcast very intently, and then I saw fireworks, and I was like, hey, happy new year, y'all.
Okay, that's a way it set the tone for the rest of the decade.
Yeah.
So, all right. Happy new year to you, and happy rest of the tour.
Thank you.
And hopefully 2020 gives us more new music and more, an even bigger tour.
Yes, let's do it. Let's go.
All right. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having
me. Your Smith tonight, Rickshaw Stop in San Francisco. It's Salt 105.3.